Purple's Hoopball is good. Today's daf is Yivamos daf Kuf Vav, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the 12th parak today. We are here on the bottom of Kuf Hey Amud Beis, not the last two dots, but the second last two dots, right, three lines down. And we had said in the Mishnah, Cholza Bishtayim, if Rav do Chalitza with two people, we said there's no good. Rabbi said Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, who was it, Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan Sandor said it's okay. And I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Minyam, I'm Rabbi Nachman, in Allah, goes to Hazuk. Dach is like not like that. Meaning you need three judges for chalitza. Iva Amrav Nachman Chalizimna, but didn't we learn this already? Rav Nachman already said Amrav Yosef Bar Minyan Amrav Nachman Chalitza Veshlosha. Right, we learned it already that you have to do three. You have to have three dayanim for chalitza. So the Gemara says, really, tzrichi di tomorrow kamaisa. If you would have just had that other brisa, salvamina hanimil lechachila of b'di'evid afilutre, you might have thought that that's only lechachila, that that's the best way to do it. But if you do it with two, so then it's fine. Therefore, ain halach koso azug. You tell me that the halacha is not like right those two or Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan that it is. You cannot even do it with two. It's not even good b'di'evid. V'yashmina ain halach koso azug. If you would have told me that the halacha is not like those two guys, right? Elak tanakama, but it's like the tanakama. So hani hava amina b'di'evid. Then you might have thought that that's only b'di'evid. Al b'lechachila. Right, meaning the halacha is not like the b'di'evid, but the chachila livoy chamisha. You might have thought that you need five, right? Like Rabbi Yehuda said, if you remember that shita. So therefore, tzricha, you have to tell me that the halacha is right that you need chalitza b'shlosha, that you need three dayanim. Okay, ma'isa shachaltzu. Again, we had a ma'isa also. Right, they did chalitza with Rabbi Kiva in jail, right, etc. By themselves. How does that work? So Gemara says, "Beinala, beinam miyadana." So what do you mean? They did chalitza by themselves with nobody around. How would anybody know? Meaning that there were witnesses outside. So Iboilu asked the shayla. So when we say that this happened in jail, what was in jail? Who was in jail? Right. Does that mean that they were the chalitza happened outside? And the story, the Shaila came to Rabbi Kiva in jail, or Doma, or maybe Maisa Shechaltu Ben Elav Ben Elav Beis Asur. Maybe the actual Chalitza was in jail. So Rabbi Yehuda Marav, sure, right, neither A nor B, but C, meaning both of them happened in jail. Beis Asurim Maya Maisa, Ula Beis Asurim Ba Maisa. That they were in jail, and the Shaila came to Rabbi Kiva when he was in jail, right? He was put in jail for teaching Torah in public right before he was famously executed. Okay, fine, and that's when he got the shayla, right? Both of them happened in jail. Tana Rabbanan will end in a brisa. Last off in the parak. Chalitza mutes, mutas, right? If you have a chalitza that there was a mistake, right? Toel, right? A ta'ut is a mistake. So that's kshera. That's kosher. So the Gemara says, Ezer hi chalitza mutas. What does he mean that you have a mistake in chalitza? Amrei shlokish, kol she'omrim lo chalitza v'kach ata konsa. If they tell the guy, yeah, you know the way to do yibam is to do chalitza. I mean, they're trying to trick the guy. They tell him, yeah, you'll marry her by spitting the shoe and whatever. So Rabbi Yochanan said, what do you mean? And he's shown a ben shin iskavin hu. But I taught, we learned already, that ben shin iskavin hu, v'lon iskavin hi. Ben shin iskavin hi, v'lon iskavin hu. Right, chalitza is a psula. Right, the chalitza is possible, right, as she's gavin shneim ke'achad. That doesn't work. What do you mean? Because we learned that both of them have to have kavana for chalitza. And this guy's trying to do yibum. You're telling me that in that scenario it's going to be kosher, that a chalitza mutas, and mutes, or whatever, however you pronounce that, and seeking chalitza is going to be kosher? So, Ella, rather, you're right. So, really, what is that? It's a different case. That kosher omrim lo chalutz la al manas shetitin lechamasayim zuz. That chalitza mutas, that the mistake is that they tell him, yeah, do chalitza, in order, and if you do chalitza, we'll give you 200 zuz. In that case, the chalitza is kosher. And as Rashi says, if you look at the top Rashi, very important Rashi, even though you didn't give him the money. Right, so why is that? So Rashi explains, right, just based on the Gemara Ksubis, that basically every Tanai has to fit with the Tanai, Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, in Parshas Matos. Or Parshas Masse, I don't remember. Maybe both even. Okay, fine. Either way, meaning the Tanai has to fit with Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, what Moshe Rabbeinu did with them, you know, telling that they could have Eiver Le'Yarden if they want to fight in Eretz Yisrael. So we learn almost all the, many of the halachas, most of the halachas of the Tanai from that Tanai that they had in the Torah. And one of the things you see here, if you look at read it in Rashi, right, the first skinny line, this last fat line, mm, Nope. Take it back. Go. We could read. Let's read it inside. All right. Afagav. Okay. Right. Kamafush b'ksubas b'amadir. Right. You see them. Come on. Ksubas. Chol tznai b'nei gad b'nei ruvein gamrinan. All the halachos we learn from b'nei gad b'nei ruvein. Tznai she efshar lehasnos ayde shliach she'asa Moshe Yeshua shliach lasis la meseret gilat. Since Moshe made Yeshua the shliach to divvy up the land, right? So have a tznai. Tana, that any halacha that you're able to make a shliach for, right, like, for example, kiddushin, right, so that will work with a tanai. We call tanai the low af shalaz is ali the shliach, but if for whatever halacha you're dealing with that you can't do with a shliach, you have to do it yourself, so then kigon chalitza, like this case, right, you have to do chalitza, your shliach can't do chalitza, ain't tanai moil, but so then the tanai doesn't work. That's why this doesn't work, meaning that you can say, do the chalitza on the condition that I'll give you $200. If it was a marriage, right, so then it would the tznai would have to be fulfilled. But since the chalitza is not something you can do with the shliach, right, so the tznai does not exist. It's as if he didn't say anything, and he does the chalitza, and the chalitza is good to go. So Tanya Mihachi, back in the Gemara now, about 8 lines down. We also learned the Rebbeisa, chalitza mutas kshera, ezuhi chalitza mutas. What does that mean? What is that? Kol she'armim chalitz lo'am anashatiz and lo'cham matayin zuz. Right, that's exactly what we just learned, that is kosher, because that's not his bottle, that you don't even have to give him the money. There's a story that a Yavama fell to a guy who wasn't really shaykh for. And they said, okay, and sure enough, they did this trick to tell him to do chalitza on the condition of giving $200. Rabbi Chia said that was fine. Another story. This came from Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Amarlah, and he said to her, "B'T Amodi," which said, "Stand up," meaning which meant like go. Let's do some ibum. As Rashi says, "Amodi v'siyab milo," like go do ibum. So Amarlah, she said to him, "Ema," or Amarlah, "Ema." The girl's mother said, "Ishifta zui amidasa." Her sitting is her standing, meaning she wasn't so interested in this marriage, right? She doesn't want to stand up for marriage. She wants to sit down and kind of like have chalitza done to her. Not that you do chalitza sitting, but as we said before, you can do it sitting, but. Whatever, but meaning the implication is that she didn't really want to marry her. So Amar La said to the mother, so Yadata Lay, you know this guy? Amar La in? Yeah, I know him, man. I know him good. That Mamona Hudu Chazala, he wants her money. The Kabayla Mechlamina, and he wants to eat it, meaning he wants to take her money. He doesn't want to marry her, right? Really, for altruistic reasons. So Amar La, so he said to the girl, Lo Nichalacha, Loch, right? Is you don't want to marry this guy? So Amar La, Lo. She said, no, I'm not really interested. So he said to the guy, do chalitza, that's how you're going to marry her. After he did chalitza, he said to him, and he said, right after he did the chalitza, he said, well, just kidding, right? It wasn't really great, right? That wasn't yibum, that was a chalitza that will apostle you to her. Apparently they weren't worried about him marrying her afterwards. So he said, okay, now that you're puzzled to her, you might as well do a proper chalitza. Okay, fine. Bas chamua of Papa. Right, the daughter of the chamua, of the father-in-law of Rav Papa, meaning Rav Papa's sister-in-law. Nafla lefnei yavam she'en hagamot. Right, she fell to a yavam that wasn't shaykh for, obviously not Rav Papa, but she fell to, right, I guess his brother-in-law, right, fell to a yavam that wasn't shaykh. Also, the committee that they went to Bai Amale Cholitzla Rubakachata Kontra. He said, "Do Chalitza. That's how you do Yibum. Do Chalitza." So Amale Rav Papa Lo Sevela Ma'ar Lahadam Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Don't you hold it, Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning that doesn't work. That's not helpful. That's gonna be. It's not a good Chalitza. So Amale, he said, "Well, Hechi Emale. So what should I say to this guy to convince him to do Chalitza?" So as we said, Amale Cholitzla Amanash Tizin Chalam Times. Right? Say, "I'll do Chalitza on the condition I give you $200." After he did chalitza, Amar Lai said, "Zil Havli." He said, "Well, let's give him the money." So Amar Lai, "Nah, Meshata Ani Bach. I'm joking." And Avdolei, meaning I'm doing this this kind of. I was joking. I wasn't really. I was messing around with you. And Milo Tanya, didn't we learn that Arei Haya Borech Beis Asurim Vaisam Abra Lefanav? For the guy's running out of jail, and there was a river. And a guy with a boat ready to cross the river for him. Amalei told Dinar of Avirani. He says, "Here's a dinar," even though that's a tremendous amount of money to cross the river. So in lo el schar already, the guy is only entitled to his regular schar, his regular fee, his regular money. Alma, because apparently, what do you see? Amalei mishata nibach. Right. So apparently, you can say that I'm joking. Right. So hachanami mishata nibach. So here, you can also say, you know, that I was joking. So Amalei said back to him, so Avucha Hecha, and he was correct, meaning that was that the Rav Papa was accurate, meaning that was correct. That was a good kasha on Abaye. So Abaye said back to him, where's your father? So Amalei, Rabbi Masa, right? He's in the neighborhood, he's in town. Ima Hecha, where's your mother? Hecha, where's your mother? Amalei, the Masa, in town. So Yavu, any of his Shkivan, it's apparently very difficult. Gemara, Abaye looked at Rav Papa, or looked at their parents, right, and they ended up dying. Right, the Rishonim explained, not that he tried to punish them, but simply he was kind of not envious necessarily, but he had seen that. Rashi says over here that for whatever reason, that the fact that Papa had his parents were still alive, right, and they were close, and he was taken care of, basically that he was sharper than perhaps the other Talmidim, and for whatever reason that gave some sort of ayin hara, right, and they ended up being nifter. Okay. Fine. Tanar Baba Lender Brisa. Chalitza Mutaz Kshera. Or again, if you have this Chalitza Mutaz that we've been talking about before, right, that's kosher. Get Muta, Puzzle. If you do that with a get, so that's no good, meaning that you have to fulfill the Tanai. Right, there is such thing as a Tanai by get. As Rashi fills in here, right? Right. Ina Makayim is Tana. If you're not Makayim the Tanai, so then the get is Batal. Chalitza Mu'usis Psula. If you do a Chalitza that is forced, we'll see what that is, right? That is puzzle, but get meusa, that's kosher. But if you do a get, that's kind of forced, right? That is kosher. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Ridami, what's the case, right, of this last thing, this get meusa, this chalitza meusa?" So if the guy says, "I want to," meaning he said he's right, that you're kind of threatened to break his arm, he says, "Okay, I'm willing to do whatever." So if chalitza nami, meaning he says, "I should work for a chalitza." If you low amarotani, and if he says, "I'm not interested," even though you're forcing him, quote unquote, so get nami lo. So meaning, why do you split chalitza and get? It must, if he's saying he's interested, so then that should work for both. If he's saying he's not interested, it shouldn't work for both. So, this is what it means to say. So, chalitza mutas lo'olam kosher, and v'get muta lo'olam pasul. That a chalitza that with a tznai is always kosher, and the get with a tznai, right, is always pasul, meaning if you don't do the tznai. Chalitza musa is v'get musa, zimlin kosher, zimlin pasul. And the chalitza and the get musa, that depends, right? How the amar rotsa ani, or how the lo'olam rotsa ani, right? Depending on whether you get to the point where the guy says, "I'm willing to do whatever we're involved here." Right, the difference is not, right, just to clarify, the difference is not get chalitza, the difference is roots on it or not roots on it. Tanya, the Kohen, the Raisa, Yakrivo, so, right, Pazak said you should bring it, meaning bring a korban, korban ola, right, Melami Shikofano, so, we force them, we saw this earlier in the Masechta, that you force people to bring korbanos that they owe. Right, Yachaba Korcho, you might have thought you could just take the animal, right, even against, against his will, so Tamalon, whether it's or no, but he has to want it. So, Haki, said, how does that work? Right, Kofano, so, Ashiyom, Rotzani, right, you force him, right, until he says that he wants it, Bechain, Tamotze, Begitin, Nashim, right, Kofano, so, I think this Gemara is pretty well known for, the stories, at least. I don't know if it's halacha, but the stories where, you know, Beis Din will send some shlichim to beat the heck out of a guy who won't give a get, right, until he says rotsa ani, right? Kovenat said rotsa ani, right? I feel like that phrase is usually thrown around when fists are flying and you're trying to beat a get out of somebody. But okay, right? If he says rotsa ani, so then it is good. Otherwise, it is not good. Amar Rava, again, that's not meant to be halacha ma'aseh, but that's the Gemara says. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schor, Amar Rav Tuna. Cholzin aval bisha in makirin. You can do chalitza even if the Beis Din doesn't recognize, doesn't know. Right? Again, it's a woman and a guy and a girl come and show up and say, "All right, time for chalitza," and the Beis Din has no idea who they are. So still, they're allowed to do that. They're allowed to carry on with that, right? Even if they don't know who it is. We'll see in a second why. Memanin, and you could also do miun. Miun, right? Again, if Katana got married when she was young, mother and brother married her off, so at the time when she turns to Gedolta, she's allowed to get out of the marriage. So miun, right? So alpha bija emakirin, right? You can do that as well, even if you don't know who we're talking about. Lefichach in kosin get chalitza elim ke makirin. So therefore, if you're going to write a get chalitza, which means a proof that chalitza was done, you're only going to write that, meaning the guy who's writing the shtar is only going to write it, if he knows who the people are, because he's not able to rely on Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't check, right? Beis Din will just do chalitza without checking. And similarly, live in coast and get mian, alim ke makirin, same thing by mian. The chashin of the Beis Din tone, because we're not sure, right? Beis Din might make a mistake. right? And therefore, you know, we don't write it unless you know who it is. But Rava, the Deg Omer, Rava himself says that in Cholzen Elam Kemakirin, Beim Memanin Elam Kemakirin. Rava says the opposite, that you can only do Chalitza if you know who they are, or you have some sort of testimony or whatever. And the same thing by Mion. Right? The Ficha Kosvin get Chalitza of Alpha Mishay Makirin, the Kosvin get Mion, Alpha Mishay in Makirin, the Lokashin and Levi's in Toen. Right? But since Basin is going to make this, you know, check into it, so you can write it, the guy writing the Shtar can write that even if he doesn't know who we're dealing with. Okay, last Mishnah of the Perek. Mitzvah Chalitza Bohu Vivinto Levi'sdin. Okay, the guy, they come to Bezdin. And they give him good Eitzah, right? We quoted this Mishnah several times in the Masechta already. Right, they say, Shneva Pazik says, V'kor lozik ne'iro v'dabru elav. Right, they should speak to him. V'hiyo meres, right, I mean, they tell him, right, again, if you remember, that was if it's an 80-year-old and a 20-year-old, and they say, do chalitza, if it's two people who are shayach, and they like each other, and right, the same age, and right, the same, etc. So, right, okay, they continue, they say, maybe do yibam, okay, fine. She says, right, he's not interested, right, again, if you're doing chalitza. And he says, I didn't want to marry her. And they say it in the Lashon of the Pasuk. Right, and then she, the Pasuk, yeah, this is the Pasuk, right? This is the Pasuk talking. Right, she goes and then she takes off his shoe, she spits in front of him, befanav, right? And the Gemara, the Mishnah just darshins, ro kanir le dayanim, right? Befanav means that they have to be able to see it, right? And also has to be in front of him, but they have to be able to see it. The answer of Amra, she answers, she says, kachi yasel isha shelo yivne espeso achiv, right? Ad kan hayu makrin. And that's the end of the, you know, the psukim that the Yavam and the Yavama say, or are told to say by the Beis Din. Uksha hikra revi. Rabbi Hurkana, sorry, Takas Ha'ala B'Kfar Itim. And when Rabbi Hurkana was chilling under the tree, right, in Kfar Itim, I think that's a city now in Israel as well, but okay. Ugamar is called a Parsha, and he finished, right, all of this, right, meaning he went to the end, meaning V'Kareish Mabi Israel, etc., etc. And Huch Zuku Leo's Gomrim called Parsha, so then they established the minhag that they would finish, right, the entire portion in the Torah. V'ekir Shmo B'Yisrael, basically, so now, right, again, that's the end of it. Right, it's a mitzvah b'dayanim, v'lo b'mitzvah t'talmidim. Right, the mitzvah is b'dayanim, with the judges. Again, when they say, v'nekirah Shmo B'Yisrael, basically, so now, right, that's the judges say, that this is basically the tanal, not the people watching. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mitzvah akola omdim sham, right, omer chalu tanal. Actually, it's a mitzvah for everybody to get up and say, right, that this has been right, has been a good chalitza. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda, right, the Amora. Mitzvah chalitza akora v'korei v'choletzitz v'roka v'kora, right, these five steps. She reads, he reads, they do chalitza, they do the spitting, they, right, she says the last verses, great. So Gemara says, "My Kamash Malan, Masnizani." What do you mean? We just basically listed that off in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, "A Kamash Malan that mitzvah hachi, that this is the mitzvah, but v'iipach less lamba. But if you, for whatever reason, reverse the order, right? So then it's fine. Tanya, I mean, if you mess up the order, then it's fine. Tanya mehachi. We also learned in the Raisa, bein shektim chalitza l'rakika, bein shektim rakika l'chalitza. Right? Regardless of whether you spit first or you do the shoe thing first, mash also right, the chalitza is good. Am Rabbi Abai says, "Hi man, demakri get chalitza." Lo likri l'didei, l'dida v'lo l'chuda. Sorry. Okay, now let's just take a step back. Now that some, if you have some of the phrases here that the Yavama and the Yavam are going to say, right, can be explained differently, right, if you move the comma, right. For the classic example, as we'll see in a second, is lo ava liyavmi. Is that what it is? Lo ava. I'm trying to find the pasuk over here. Well, I guess we can take the first one. Yeah, me'in yavmila, okay. Lo avayavmi. Yeah, okay, fine. You have lo avayavmi. You have lo lechasti, lo chafatzi lechachta. Meaning, if you put the, if you say that phrase together, let's say lo chafatzi lechachta is a little bit more, or lo avayavmi. The first one we used. I don't know why I'm doing making this more complicated than it is. Lo avayavmi means you didn't want to do my yibum, right? So if you say that straight, or lo chavas lechachta, I didn't want to marry her, so that makes sense. But if you say lo, comma, chafatzti lechachta, so that means that no, comma, I wanted to marry her. or I wanted to do Yibam. Right? If you say lo, comma, avay avi. So if you pause, right, it could be that you would change the whole meaning of what you're saying. I mean, if you're getting up there to just say that I don't want to do chalitza, and you say no, I want to marry her, or right, I don't, or no, want to marry her, right? You can understand how low, right, how that can cause problems. So that's what we're going to kind of just iron out at the end over here. That machlokas to pretty more or less to the end of the parak. So Amar Abaye Abaye says, "Hey man, the makri get chalitza." The guy who is saying over the chalitza, and he's saying that the should be said, "Lo likri lidida, lo luchudei ve'avayav mi luchudei." Meaning you shouldn't split the phrase "lo avayav mi," because you shouldn't say that separately, because that implies, right, the mashma, right, avayav mi, which implies that I actually do, or he does want to take the yavama and marry her. So, ella rather lo yavayav mi, right? You should say it together. Lo likri lidei. Similarly, the guy shouldn't. Meaning that was her portion. And similarly, he shouldn't say lo luchudei chavatzi luchudei, right? Because it say lo, I don't chavatzi, I want to, right? Meaning I don't want to marry her. You say it together. That's great. But if I don't, comma, I want to marry her, right? That might be problematic, right? The mashlo chavatzi lechachto. If you put that pause there, it imply that you do want to marry her. So ella lo chavatzi lechachto. You should say it all together. Rava Amar Rava says, get out of here. Afsuke milsa less than but just pausing. Right, and pausing is not a big deal, right? What are you having? He's saying one word today, one word tomorrow. Well, he has to pause for a second. It's not a big deal. So, I mean, lo, chafatzi lechachto. Right, that's what he's saying. It's one whole statement. He's not like he's going off having a sandwich or something. Rav Ashi, Ashkei, Rav Kahana, the Kama's tired. Right, Rav Kahana was bothering umikri lo avayav mi, right, to make sure that the woman said it straight. So Amalei said to him, lo sarvalei lemar derahad derava. You don't hold like Rava, who says it's not a big deal. So Amalei said, moda Rava below avayav mi. Oh no, Rava actually is masking. He's moda in that phrase, but right? That phrase has to be together because I guess is that you know. I'm not sure what the difference is. Oh, right, because yeah, so right, if you look over here, right, Rashi says that there are psukim before lo avayav mi, and lo chafatzi lechachta, is the end of it, right? Meaning he's in the middle. Meaning lo avayav mi is in the middle. So if you kind of pause there, you could say that the lo applies to previously, right? The previous statement is mein yivav mi lakim shem achiv bi Yisrael lo. Meaning if you would say lo. Right, meaning I have not refused. Right, that's meaning the pasuk says. I just cried over here where, So the middle of pasuk, if you look at at least it's Bays in my art scroll over here, but it's a Dvarim Chav Hei Zayin. So it's the pasuk says the middle of pasuk says Me'im Yivami Lakim LaAchiv Shem BiYisrael. Right, the Yavam has refrained from establishing the brother's house in Yisrael, and if you add the word lo, right, if you pause there, it means you have not refrained from establishing your brother's thing in Yisrael, house in Yisrael, and avayav mi, I want to do yibam, right? But by the other pasuk here, if you look at the pasuk in the next pasuk, the pasuk says there's a karu lo zikni ro v'dibri lo v'amad v'amar, right? The zikinim come and they say to the guy, right? They stand and they say lo chafas lechachta. So what are you going to do there? That's going to change the meaning. If you say that v'karu lo zikni ro v'dibri lo v'amad v'amar lo chafas lechachta, it doesn't change the meaning over there. But by Rav Ashi, you could really read the whole pasuk, the whole phrase by lo avala liyavmi to mean that he actually does want to do a Yibam. All right, Amar Abaye Abaye says, "Hi, mind the cause of Gita the Chalitza. So, lichtov hachi. If someone wants to write a get for Chalitza, again, you should write like this. Right, Akrinu l'day mein min mein yivav mi ad avav mi. Meaning the shtar that proves that they did Chalitza says the guy stated or the girl stated, I mean, the woman said." Until Ayavayavmi, meaning you don't have to write that out the entire pasuk, you just give like the word markers or at the beginning of the end. And we made him say from the word lo until lechachta. Right? And then she said that pasuk is, as well, you don't need to write the entire pasuk. And Rashi says over here, right? He explains what's the problem over here. Why can't you write the entire pasuk? Because you would need sirtut. That if you can write out the whole pasuk, you need sirtut like they have, as we'll see in a second, as they have in a Sefer Torah. You want to do that. So Gavadan says, Marzutra, Masarti, Ksiv, Lukuli, Parsha, actually, Marzutra would actually do Sirtut. But Sirtut is, if you look in a Sefer Torah, there are lines going across, right? Right, even lines. That's Sirtut, right? It's taking this little small knife and goes, cuts across, just so you can write the letters right straight, and it looks even. So Marzutra holds, right, I mean, that, again, and Abai is holding as well, that you would need, to write out all the psukim, you would need Sirtut. So therefore, they write like captions, like, or not captions, but like abbreviations, or at the beginning and the end of the pasuk, right, he said from here to there, fine. So maskevlo mar bar idi v'halo nitam l'kosev. What do you mean? That pasuk is not supposed to be written right alone. Right? Rashi says, or quotes come on getting over here, right, that you're not allowed to write psukim, stam on a somewhere else. Right? You can only write full psukim in the Sefer Torah. So that's not the halacha nowadays, but okay, that's what the Gemara says. That's why the Gemara says, Vilchus or Kavasi de Marzutra, and halacha is actually like Marzutra, says that you can actually write it all out. Okay, I'm Rabbi. Raka v'kaltaso aruach. Okay, now that's basically, that was the end of that, right? Again, the Gemara over there, where is that Gemara? The Gemara is Git, yeah, Git and Daf Samach, right? Rashi quotes. Right, so that's already the sugi is over there about why we are allowed to write out psukim nowadays. It is not so poshut, right? Again, really, if you have a pasuk that's more than three or four letters, three or four words rather, the halacha really is that you should put it in Knesset, right? Again, probably. That's probably a halacha. It's a discussion, but it's probably a halacha that you should put it in Seamus. That's why people are discouraged from putting psukim, for example, on wedding invitations. You know, that obviously everybody's throwing those out, whether before or after, right? If they like you, they'll throw out after the wedding. If they don't like you, they're throwing out right away. So anyway, it's not such a good idea, but anyway, fine. Right, if the wind carried the spit away, right, that didn't work. Right, my time, why is that? Because the book says, we need it to be for your cup of fun of. You have to spit in front of him. So Hilkach, therefore, who aruch v'hi gutza, if he's tall and she's short, and kal tasu aruch, you know, ikab of, and the wind, right, kind of grabs the spit, so that still works, right, because he's tall, right, he was still in front of him. But if he rukavu hu gutz, but if she's tall and he's short, so then, right, she has to bend down a little bit, to be in demati lahade. Ape b'hadar azil, right? You have to spit towards his face, right, and then it can fly away because it needs to be in front, right, of the other. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Achla tuma v'raksa, Achla gar gishta v'raksa, loss of l'klum. Right, if she ate garlic or some sort of pottery or whatever, right, Zerashi says, b'mava adama. Okay, I'm not sure what that is a little bit, but anyway, if you ate something in there, and that's what's causing the spit, meaning that's what's causing the saliva, that's what's being spit out, so that's no good. I mean, it has to come right from her, right, from her. If her mouth is dry, you got to give her some water, then it can't be the water, right, for example. It has to be her spit. At my time, I mean, why is that? Okay, again, v'yarka me'atzma be'inan. V'leka, right, you don't have, right, it needs to be from her. And you wouldn't have that. As we said before, they have to be able to see the spit. Okay, fine, to the eyes of the zkenin. Right, the mitzvah, right? We said the dayanim say this, not the talmidim. Tiny one, the rice on Rabbi Huda, Pam Achas, Hainu Yoshim, Lefnei Rabbi Tarfon, Uvasa Yavama Velachlots. Once we were chilling with Rabbi Tarfon, sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, and Yavama showed up to Amar Lanu, and he said, Anu kulchem, all of you say, right, chalutz anal, chalutz anal, chalutz anal, right, everybody should say it, not only the dayanim. And okay, so you can, he paskened against the Mishnah. Okay, fine, vayter, hadron, well, not vayter right now, but hadron alach, mitzvah chalitza, mitzvah shem, will go vayter with the 13th barak, tomorrow, mitzvah shem, it talks about miyun, which we've been alluding to, but not necessarily talking about in depth, which we will definitely get into mitzvah shem tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.